US Senate inquiries heard the real number of coronavirus deaths in America may be significantly higher than the official toll. And that number is more than 80,000 people, by far the highest number in the world. With many states reopening in contravention of White House guidelines, there are fears of another major spike in the months ahead. North America correspondent David Lipson reports.
A virtual Senate committee with all the working from home glitches many of us are now familiar with.
Show that SARS and MERS.
Regular audio issues and at times what sounded like a dog barking in the background.
Progress and
the chairman and three witnesses appeared from home quarantine after all coming into contact with infected individuals. This is Congress in the age of coronavirus.
Witness is Dr. Anthony Fauci.
America's most senior infectious disease official, Dr. Anthony Fauci, came with a reality check about the official death toll of 81,000.
The number of deaths are likely higher than that number. There may have been people who died at home, who did have COVID, who were not counted as COVID.
With 25,000 new cases every day, Dr. Fauci offered a warning to the increasing number of states lifting restrictions in contravention of the coronavirus task force guidelines.
There is a real risk that you will trigger an outbreak, not only leading to some suffering and death that could be avoided, but could even set you back on the road to trying to get economic recovery.
Republican Senator Rand Paul, one of those frustrated with the cautious approach to reopening schools and businesses, took aim.
And as much as I respect you, Dr. Fauci, I don't think you're the end all. I don't think you're the one person that gets to make a decision. We can listen to your advice, but there are people on the other side saying there's not going to be a surge and that we can safely open the economy, and the facts will bear this out.
I have never made myself out to be the end all and only voice in this. I'm a scientist, a physician, and a public health official. I give advice according to the best scientific evidence.
And Dr. Fauci's advice on whether the war on coronavirus is being won.
And if you think that we have it completely under control, we don't.
That's in stark contradiction to the president, who yesterday said this.
We have met the moment, and we have prevailed.
President Trump later clarified he was talking about testing numbers, but some of his Republican colleagues on the committee didn't see it that way. Senator Mitt Romney.
I find our testing record nothing to celebrate.
And even the Republican chair, Lamar Alexander.
What our country has done so far on testing is impressive, but not nearly enough.
Admiral Brett Jawar, who now controls America's testing regime, praised the number of tests now being conducted and promised a huge increase by September.
We project that our nation will be capable of performing at least 40 to 50 million tests per month if needed at that time.
The US is only hoping they won't all be needed. This is David Lipson in Washington for AM.